Hey, welcome. This is
I Need a Drink.
Nice. A podcast where we talk to entrepreneurs and show you what it's really like to own a business. It's not all easy peasy. It's hard and most of the time kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I'm saying yeah, but I don't know yet.
Enough to make you go home and just say, ugh, I need a drink.
I need a drink.
I'm Isabella, and
I'm Kim,
and this is our first ever ep.
Ep?
You know, episode. I'm trying to be hip here.
You're so cool.
I wanted to take advantage of this first episode to just talk about ourselves. It's just me and Kim today, and we don't have a guest or anything.
It's very intimate.
It's very intimate. So, Kim, how about you tell people who you are, because so that people
who
can...
Who I am.
Yeah, follow along.
Okay, my name's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, everybody. I am a new mother of two. I just recently had a baby.
Yeah! So
I'm on maternity leave. I'm a hair colorist by trade.
Master colorist by trade. So, which means that technically you're a freelancer, right? Because how it works in the industry, I actually have no idea. I'm just pulling this out of my bum.
It depends what salon you work for. I worked for almost 10 years in a salon where I was considered quote unquote an employee. And I've worked for the past 4 years in a salon that I don't personally own, but worked as an independent
contractor.
Right.
Okay.
So I technically work under somebody, but I have all the fun, not so fun.
Of having nothing.
Right. Of, no benefits, having to deal with all my taxes at the end of the year. I realized how much of a pain in the ass all this was when I was trying to get maternity leave.
Mm.
And so while I'm on maternity leave now, I'm kind of feeling out the waters of taking the next step and working even more independently. So completely not under somebody.
You're actually starting a new blog.
Right. Exactly. I'm not sure what I want to do yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to stay in the hair industry or what, but I'm working on a blog that I'm kind of hoping will guide me to something fun and interesting.
Okay, so hopefully this podcast will help you.
Yeah,
most of all,
I think,
and me as well. But yeah. Cool, very cool.
And how about you?
Well, I am Isabella, and I've been an entrepreneur for God ever. For potentially 12 years now. I've had a few 9-to-5 jobs, mainly right after school. I went to school for design and then ended up working in web design in a few businesses. I did that for about 3 years until my position was cut and I was left out of my bum. And I had to figure out how to make money and basically pay my way through life. So I decided to start a business and I did a design independently and doing graphic design. And after working in design and marketing, I somehow ended up in photography and then became a wedding photographer for the past 5 years, which has kept me super, super busy, but has never torn away my passion for design and marketing. So I've done that on the side as well. I've turned my design business into a simple blog, which you're on right now, and help individuals launch and maintain their companies. I also love giving unsolicited advice, which is like one of the main reasons why I started this podcast. I just need to talk about business. I have this huge, huge passion about new businesses and branding that I wanted to find a medium to just be able to talk freely with people and myself. So I figured why not through podcasting and through a blog, which is what Creative Rendezvous is. Yes. So here and there, dabbled in a few things, always been a creative, but now mainly do way too much. Won't kill you with the details, but I'm busy. So that's cool. But like you have to figure it out. You don't know where your next paycheck comes from.
Right.
You have to deal with your own taxes. You have no benefits. Isn't it the worst when you go to the dentist or the eye doctor and it's like, oh, you have to pay the full bill?
And I had really good benefits before. So to go that to not having any benefits, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
It's expensive.
Did you ever look into having your own insurance? Just like getting your own insurance?
Actually looking into it? No, I've thought of looking into it and I didn't because I procrastinate. But no, I haven't. But I have thought of it. But
probably something we should talk about in one of the podcast episodes.
Yeah.
Let's write that down.
Let's take notes.
Okay, so how about you tell our listeners what a typical Kim day actually looks like? when you're a new mother and you're trying to own a business.
Yeah, it's a hot mess.
It's a hot mess.
It depends. It depends how much sleep my child decides to give me during the night.
So let's say he's like on his nights now, you're cool, you have a schedule. Because, I mean, life in general always have some kind of fuck up, right?
They would probably look like getting up. Do I go through all my steps? I take a shower. I know.
Do it.
Get up, eat. Right now, like I said, we're kind of like, we're not living our typical every day because my boyfriend is still on paternity leave. So he's home with me, which is a lot of fun.
Was that sarcastic or?
No, okay. At all. I love having him home. I'm dreading him leaving because one, I have a lot of freedom because he's a very hands-on dad. So I'm able to come to podcasting like this or go get some work done on my blog and we tag team really well. So yeah, so usually get up, kind of figure out what we're going to do for the day. My daughter, like you said, is usually in school. She's going to be 8 years old, so she's in school all day. My day's kind of broken up into like 2 hour segments because every 3 hours I have to feed the baby. It depends on the day. There's days where I leave the house and I will come, like I said, to podcast or go to the studio so we can get work done. Iza and I work together. We kind
try.
Of just, yeah, we try to work side by side to influence each other. Sometimes we're productive, sometimes we're not. And yeah, right now I'm really just trying to find a schedule. So I'm trying to, like,
find
I said,
your path.
Yeah, I'm trying to at least devote a couple of hours every day to my blog, which is very new for me. This is completely out of anything I've ever done. So I'm learning a lot and it's a very slow process, but I'm having fun learning it.
What's your blog going to be typically about? Obviously, it can change tomorrow.
And it probably will because I don't know yet about my life. So I also have a passion for baking and cooking and crafting.
You recently owned your business in baking.
Yes, I did. I was one part of a two-person cake business. I did the baking and my cousin did the decorating. She was extremely talented. But with kids and family, and at the time we both had full-time jobs, it just wasn't doable. We ended up giving up the business. We weren't making enough money to make the 3 a.m. baking sessions worth it. So we stopped it, but I do still have a passion for baking. So I usually try to incorporate either some sort of baking or cooking into my day. I haven't crafted, and that's not true. Actually, I crafted over the holidays, but I haven't devoted as much time to crafting as I used to. I used to have a lot of fun refurnishing old frames. Refurnishing, is that the right word?
Yeah, refurnishing, that's a word.
Repurposing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I like repurposing old things. But so yeah, I'm trying to find a way right now to fit all that into my typical day. So I guess an ideal Kim day would have a baby on a schedule. have a couple of hours, I would say a few hours even, that I can sit down at the computer and get some work done and do my hands-on work, whether it's crafting, baking, cooking, trying out recipes.
What's your peak creativity hour? Because a lot of creatives, it's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mine is not. I am not much of a night owl. I would say it's probably late morning, early afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I would say that's when like
lucky.
Anything I want to be productive with, whether it's like cleaning the house or getting anything done, I would say like after breakfast I have to get started. If not, it's gone. My window's gone.
You're lucky. For me, it's like 1 a.m. I'll get super creative and I'll like start blogging. Most of my blogs are written in bed on my laptop and it's like I can't. During the day, it's like...
Oh, no. During the day, I love... Because for me, the house is quiet. Usually, nobody's home. Like, right now, there's more people in the house than usual. But usually, nobody's home. My mama, it's my time. And that's when, I guess, my brain can function. And I'm not thinking about what my daughter's doing and what I have to make for supper. And it's just,
Yeah. So, you work from home mostly, just like me.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do. My goal is to work more from home than I was. Mm-hmm.
So between the home and the studio, that's what we do.
Right.
Well, that's cool.
How about you? What's a typical day in Iza world?
God. it completely depends, actually. Given that I'm a wedding photographer, it depends of the season. Mm. But let's say if I don't consider wedding season, which would typically mean you shoot on the Saturday and then during the week you just edit. I don't do anything during the summer. It's crazy. It's just around my clients. Mm. But in the winter, there's so much more time for me to actually be productive. It would typically be, I wake up around 9 because my dogs don't let me sleep in. Well, mind you, 9 is pretty much sleeping in now at our age.
That's pretty good,
I guess for us, it's pretty much sleeping in. We're 30 now.
Considering you don't have children or anything to wake you up, 9's kind of early.
Yeah, okay.
I know a lot of people, single childless people, who wake up like 11 noon.
Okay, so, no, I can't. Once, 2 weeks ago, I woke up at noon. I don't know why or how, because my dogs didn't even wake me up. But I felt so, like the day was wasted.
Your day's shot.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But anyways, wake up at 9, get up, let my dogs out, feed my dogs, let them out again. Then we go to work, all three of us. So I say to the dogs, let's go work. And we go downstairs to the basement and they just sit down next to me and we get on the computer. Typically a day with Iza, it's about a lot of marketing and just trying to push the business. I'll do some blogging. I'll work on a couple projects or attempt to work on a couple projects that I have going and edit some pictures if I have any left. So edit pictures for the clients, deliver anything that I need to deliver. And then, my God, six comes really, really fast.
It does.
Come upstairs at around 6 o'clock. Now during the winter is a little bit earlier because I get kind of scared down there.
It's dark.
I do it on purpose. I go work downstairs so that I actually keep a schedule because I get scared, so I go upstairs.
No choice but to stop working.
Yeah, it's like I'm not staying here. It's creepy. So come upstairs and then, you know, you try to keep a social life after that,
right?
Because being an entrepreneur can get pretty lonely sometimes, doesn't it?
Sure, for sure.
I try to pull you out of the house a little bit.
Yeah, which isn't easy. But even coming out of the house for this is very refreshing.
Yeah. So one last question, Kim, before we go. So we'll keep this episode short, but how would you say that you schedule yourself around your family in freelance work? Because, I mean, all I have is dogs. And lucky for me, they just stay home. They don't have much of a say.
Right.
Even though I feel so guilty when I leave them alone. But anyways. But you have an actual family.
I do.
You have like little people.
I have little people. I have people I have to keep alive.
Yeah.
feed them and clean them and keep them sane.
And yourself.
And myself. That's that gets put on the back burner. But like I said, scheduling is still something that I'm trying to figure out. But for me, the reason why I want to start freelancing is because of my family. So for me, family, no matter what, is always going to come first in my scheduling. And I know people start their own businesses and freelance for different reasons. But for me, it is so that I can work around my schedule, my family schedule, rather than somebody telling me when to work. I would hate the fact that I could never go on field trips with my daughter's class or, you know, be there.
Miss birthdays.
Exactly. And even working for myself in the salon, because I've been working on the client schedules, I have missed a lot of birthdays. I mean, Saturdays, there's just no getting out of working Saturdays in a salon if you want to make money.
Right.
And
it's like me with wedding photography. It's like, it's only Saturdays.
Right. And that's something that it's really hard when you have children. I remember one birthday party I had missed for my daughter where it was a fashion show and she had to get all dolled up before, and I had to rely on her father to get her all ready. And as much as I say, he's a fantastic hands-on father, but there's just certain things that mommy should be doing.
Yeah.
And I think that was
and that
really,
mommy wants to be doing.
And mommy wants to be doing. And it killed me that I wasn't there getting her ready for this birthday party. And I think that was really when I was like, it's time to look into something. Yeah, something else. So for me, the scheduling revolves around my family, and then I try to balance it with my work.
Yeah. It's really interesting, though, that most of the time when you are an entrepreneur, there always is that one situation, eh, that just like clicks. And yeah, it's like, it's time.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
Your priorities kind of just show up in front of your face and you're like, okay, no, I have to sort these out properly.
Yeah. I think for me, not like I didn't really think about this, but my last 9-to-5 job, I was a senior designer. I was in charge of a department. Okay. And my job was to launch the company into e-commerce. So they had like a little baby website.
Okay.
And I had to revamp everything and design it from scratch and like work with a third party to be able to bring that huge national company into being able to sell their clothes online. And I was responsible for that. And during that time, a lot of stress obviously got built up.
Right.
And I didn't typically really get along with my team that well, because I'm type of person, you know, I'm very gung-ho and like, I want something done. I want it done pretty much now. Like,
right.
I don't have patience for people that just like, don't want to do the research, don't want to do the work, don't want to get it done. You know, like,
right,
do it on your own time, on your own terms, but just get it done.
Right.
And typically, I became really, really stressed to the point where I got really, really sick, physically sick. And it pretty much ended in me having a huge breakdown and burnout. And coincidentally, my position got cut, quote unquote, right? Coincidentally as well, it was the day after I finished the website.
Wow.
Yeah, so
convenient.
Convenient for them, right? But anyways, that was a huge wake-up call for me as well. It was just huge relief, which I realized after, that I needed to work for myself on my own terms.
Right.
It was like a huge wake-up call, and it made me realize, it's the time now. Like, I got cut, I got laid off, I'm gonna get a little bit of help from the government because of chômage, and it's time for me to just wrap my head finally around being an entrepreneur and just doing my own thing, you know? And I think a lot of entrepreneurs have a little moment
right
where it's like, okay, it's time now.
Yeah.
So
It's time to do this for myself.
Yeah. And hopefully with this podcast, we'll be able to guide you a little bit and show you that it's not always easy. And, you know, success doesn't come in a straight line. You have to fail quite a few times. Mm. Pick yourself back up and change direction or just keep going. And we'll talk to people that have been doing this for quite a long time or have just started out.
Right.
And you'll see the behind the scenes of the very exhausting life of owning a business.
But I'd like to think we'll be worth it one day.
It will be worth it. It has to be. I mean, I love my life now. I do whatever, well, I'm not going to say I do whatever I want, but...
You have more freedom.
I have a little bit more freedom because everything just rolls on its own now. And to the point where I'm trying to start other projects to expand my knowledge and my creativity, you know? So
right.
It's great. It will happen, guys. It will happen. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me in this new journey.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Aren't you?
Thanks for letting me sit under your wing a little bit.
Hardly. I'm learning just as much as you, my friend. And join us next week when we're going to be talking about long-term business and how to approach your business with advice. And, you know, when you're asking questions to people. Anyways, you'll see then, okay? Just don't stress me out too much. I'm good now. So if you want to contact us, don't be shy. We're looking for creatives or entrepreneurs all the time, given that we're going to do this every week. So come talk to us, come vent a little, tell us your ideas, and I'm sure that we'll be more than willing to do it. That sounded a little dirty.
That's a little weird. Bit. I know. I was just like, willing to do what?
Wait a minute. I'm a mother.
I don't know what I signed up for here, but...
You can contact us by email at hello@creativerendezvous.com. Just check the description to know the exact spelling of it. Or you could join us on Facebook at facebook.com/creativeRDV, so Creative Rendezvous, and send us a message there.
So join us next week, drink in hand, and come vent with us a little bit on the life of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you ought to say there, buddy?
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Join us next week, entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Fellow drinkers. Bye, guys.
Bye.